The Haines Planning Commission Thursday unanimously approved conditional use permits for a restaurant, a hydro operation, and a helipad. Haines residents Cambria Goodwin and Eric Forrester plan to open a new restaurant called the Pilot Light in the building where Mosey's restaurant used to operate. Neighboring residents Lee and Greg Horner said when Mosey's was operating, the restaurant's parking and composting methods were a concern.
It was just a bad experience. It got way out of hand. It was bad.
Forrester said he and Goodwin plan to be respectful of the neighbors. He said if composting on the property becomes a nuisance, they would dispose of it off-site.
We're not trying to make our neighborhood stink. We live there too. We don't want our property to stink. Like we're not trying to ruffle feathers. If it gets to be too much volume, we can work around it.
The planning commissioners talked about putting requirements regarding composting or parking in the conditional use permit, but they decided that would be punishing the new owners for the problems of the past. The restaurant permit was unanimously approved with no restrictions. The second permit on the agenda was for Southern Energy Inc.'s John Floreski's proposed hydroelectric power generator at Walker Lake. Floreski presented the commission with dozens of pages of plans and permits.
It's been in the process for 5 years. I've put a lot of effort, a lot of money into it.
Walker Lake drains into Walker Creek and Little Salmon River. 26-mile resident Nicholas Strakowski spoke out against the hydro project, saying it could impact salmon and swan habitat.
You want to make sure you put those in places where there won't be really significant biological consequences. And unfortunately, the Little Salmon watershed is a place that is really biologically rich.
Interim borough manager Brad Ryan, who used to work for a regional watershed council, said he didn't think the hydro operation would impact Little Salmon. He said Alaska Fish and Game would also have to review the project for those kind of impacts before it goes forward. The commission unanimously approved the hydro permit. Here's Chair Rob Goldberg.
I look at it as power security for Haines. I think we need this project.
The commission also unanimously approved a conditional use permit to allow a helipad at 35 Mile for the purpose of operating a heliskiing business. Property owners Sean Brownell of Alaska Heliskiing and Mike Wilson have been trying to get permission to use the helipad for months now. Brownell said it would allow them to move their operations away from 33 Mile, which he said has safety issues.
The close calls with vehicles and all the activity that happens at 33 Mile while we're flying there is really distracting. I've seen cars swerve as the heli flies over them, or the snow kicks up and creates visibility problems. And I've been watching it go on for many years and just haven't been comfortable with it.
Goldberg said he visited the 35-mile site, and it appears to be a safer location than 33-mile. Here's Commissioner Heather Lendy.
My concern is that, you know, it would be great if we were closing 33-mile and doing this. My concern is that we're not, and we're hearing how unsafe that is, and now we're going to have two operations right next to each other.
Commissioner Donnie Turner said the safety of the 33-mile heliport shouldn't be a factor in the decision about 35-mile.
No, I mean, you're not a helicopter expert, neither am I, and so I have no expertise on whether that site is safe or not safe, and so I'm not going to issue an opinion to that effect.
The permit the commission granted only allows for helipad use for heliski operations about 3 months out of the year. Brownell and Wilson are appealing to the commission for unlimited year-round use. They say that since the heliport was in operation before the Haynesboro imposed additional restrictions on heliports, they have a use by right. But recent acting manager Julie Causey, at the advice of the borough attorney, said that since their helicopter landings were so minimal during that time, their use by right is limited to a handful of landings per year. The commission decided to seek further advice from the borough attorney about whether the conditional use permit it just granted changes anything. So the 35-mile heliport will come before the Planning Commission for the sixth time at its next meeting on March 10th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.